This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee Summit, Missouri. You are listening to Diligent Teacher with my mom, Lisa Earle.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for tuning in to the Diligent Teacher podcast today. I'm your host, Lisa Earle. This week is theme week for Bible Way Media, and the theme is Benefits of Faith. To begin this study, we need to first define the word faith. For that, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, the Great Faith chapter. We are going to spend most of our time in this chapter. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The chapter then goes on to speak about several biblical characters and the things they did because of faith, or for our study today, the benefits that they experienced because of faith. Verse 4 speaks of Abel. It says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." Verse 5 says that, "By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, because he pleased God." Verse 7 speaks of Noah, saying, "By faith Noah moved with fear." And verse 8 says, "By faith Abraham obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went." The chapter goes on with more along the same vein, but all of these people had one thing in common. They moved by their faith, or because of their faith. What I am seeing here is that the biggest benefit of faith is that it compels you to act, specifically to obey, and through our obedience, we receive salvation. We can see this exact theme throughout the Bible when looking at those who are not mentioned in the Great Faith chapter 2, but they were still faithful to God. Their faith caused them to put aside their own feelings and act in the ways that God wanted them to act. Think about Esther going to speak to the king even though she could have been killed, or think about Daniel continuing to pray even though the king said he would be thrown into the lion's den. Faith causes one to act even though there could be earthly consequences. So what can we learn from this? Let's drop down in Hebrews chapter 11 to verse 13. "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, and that truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." So God has prepared a city for those who have the faith to act in obedience to him. But without faith, we will not have that city. Ladies, we have to be like those mentioned in Hebrews 11. We have to have faith that compels us to act. We have to have a faith that compels us to obey. We have to have a faith that compels us to be the Christians that God wants us to be. Through all of that, we will be those who get to partake in living eternally in that heavenly city that God has prepared for us. Thank you for joining me in this study today, and until next time, teach them diligently.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.